Today we're going to be looking in the book of Genesis at the life of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 is our reference or text for the message today. And as you're turning there, I want to remind you, or I just want to share with you, next week, very excited about next week, we begin a new study. A study of why. And in this study, we're going to answer the questions that the world looks at us and says, why? There are many people here that know what they believe, but some of us sometimes don't know why we believe it. And that's what we're going to do. For the months, coming months, for the foreseeable future, we're going to be answering the question, why? And it's going to be a study in apologetics. Okay? Apologetics, of course, is not apologizing for what we believe. It's being able to tell why we believe what we believe. All right? So we're looking forward to that study. Now, next Sunday, that study begins. And in our Sunday school classroom, we're going to have notebooks. These notebooks will be yours to take home, to keep, and to pick up during our Bible study hour. And each week, there will be a new insert for the notebook. And it's for your personal notebook to take home, to keep, so that through the year or next year when you think, oh, that question came up, I remember Brother Doug preached on that subject, you can take out that notebook and you can have the notes of that message, okay? And so next Sunday, when you go into Sunday school, there will be notebooks there. There will be an insert there where we'll probably put the first one in. Are we going to put the first one in, Brother? We let them do it. Okay. We'll put the first insert in for you. And then every Sunday after that, you can add the inserts, okay, during Sunday school. You say, oh, but Brother Doug, I don't go to Bible study. Well, you should. We may make them available somewhere else if you absolutely can't get to Bible study. But, you know, you really should be in Sunday morning Bible study, right? All right, let's stand and let's look into the Word of God as we look at a new direction. Life of Abram, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. You shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken to him. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. If you're 75 or older, would you raise your hand? Special message for you. Amen. God's not done with you yet. Okay? Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh. And the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we need your guidance in this message today as we study your word. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive. Lord, stir us that we may desire a new direction, a closer walk with you, that we may grow in you. For your honor, for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. 2019 is almost over. Now, you may be really glad, you may be really sad, but either way, it's almost over. This is the last Sunday of 2019. Are you ready for 2020? Marvelous. We're on the edge of the new year. Today, I want to challenge you. I do not want you to make resolutions. Okay? Because resolutions fail. You know, I'll say, I'm going to eat better. It won't be Wednesday I've blown a diet. You know? But I want something deeper than that today. Today, my desire, this message is very simple, and that is to instill in you the desire for more. That's it. So all we're dealing with today is a desire, and a desire for more. At the end of the service, it's my prayer that you say, I'm not where I want to be. I'm not satisfied where I am, and I'm not going to stay here. Okay? That's the goal of this message up front. And so we start with the life of Abram, asking the question. We're asking the question today, what should I do? You want me to go a different direction, Lord? What should I do? And we look at the life of Abram, and God had plans of greatness for this guy. He said, I will make of you a great nation. Doesn't that sound awesome? Oh, come on now. If you enter the new year like this, you're going to be stuck in the mud before you get out of January, right? God said, I will make you a great nation. I will make your name great. While he's saying this, I'm saying, yes, Lord, bring it on. I'll take it. Make my family great. Make my name great. Sounds wonderful. And this isn't a fame and fortune thing. This is a greatness in the sight of God. Abram at this point surely has to say, yeah, Lord, I can do this. Come on, let's go. I'm good with being great. He didn't stop there. He said, Abram, I'm also going to bless you. You shall be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. I'll curse those who curse you. In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Sounds fantastic. Lord, I can handle that too. Bring it on. Bless me so I can be a blessing to everybody else. That sounds wonderful. Amen?
Amen.
However, there was a requirement along the way. This blessing, this greatness required change. Say change. I know it's hard to say, isn't it? Let's try it again. All together, change. One more time. Bless your heart. Change. We're not allergic to the word, right? That's what it required of Abram. God said, get out of your country, get away from your family, get away from your father's house. Now, if you asked Abraham if he wanted to be great, he's going to say, absolutely. If you were to ask Abraham, do you want to be a blessing to everybody else? Absolutely. But what if Abraham wanted to be great and wanted to be blessed, but he didn't want to move? The story would end right here. You see, the point being, God cannot bless Abraham where he was. He was going to bless Abraham where he was going. And Abraham, or Abram, as it is in this story, had to be willing to change directions. Right? Meaning, it doesn't matter how comfortable I am. It doesn't matter how relaxed I am and how happy I am. If I want God to do these great things in my life, then I'm going to have to move. That had to be Abram's mentality. Now, how does that relate to us? Why, you'll never guess, right? The first thing that I want you to consider today, personally, you as an individual, I'm not even talking church level. It starts on an individual level. First thing I want you to consider is you have to admit that where you are is not good enough. Okay? Because we get into this rut of thinking, I'm doing all right. It's good enough. I go to church pretty regularly. I'll go to a Bible study every once in a while. My prayer life is pretty decent, and my church attendance is, you know, I attend more than most. Listen to me. It's not good enough. Why do people go to college? Because their education level is not good enough. They want to add to it. Why do people have new jobs or seek new jobs? Because their current job is not good enough. They want to grow. Well, the same idea has to be true spiritually. You can never be satisfied where you are, because if you're satisfied, I'll promise you this, you're not growing. Amen. And it's a danger. It's a very dangerous place to be. So the first thing I want to challenge you is to admit that where I am is not good enough. The second thing is stop making excuses for your mediocrity. You see, we have the concept of, I would do better, but I just don't have the time. You know what that is? That's an excuse. And excuses don't work with God. Okay? They don't. Well, Lord, if Abram, Lord, I just don't have time for this move right now. Maybe 50 years from now when I semi-retire. No. It's an excuse. So the second thing we have to do is we've got to quit making excuses and excusing our behavior. Well, I've had people say, brother, preacher, I don't go to church because Sunday is the only day during the week I have. I have a question for you. What day of the week are you giving to God? Well, brother Doug, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. God gives you 7 days a week. They're yours to spend however you choose. Okay? You've got seven. We're all on a level playing field here. I'll promise you this. I have no more time than you do. And you have no less time than I do. We've got 7 days. How you use those days is up to you. Say, Brother Doug, well, I work 5 days a week. 6 days a week. Good. Work is wonderful. Amen?
If you got the job I got.
Bless your heart. Work is wonderful. But you still got a day. Maybe two. And to say, I don't have time for God to have His time of worship, is a very poor excuse on your part. My desire for this year, I want God to grow our church. And I'm not talking numbers, I welcome additions to the church. But I want God to grow us. And I pray, let it start with me. You understand, as a pastor, I'm not standing up here saying, y'all need to do better. No, we need to have this desire to do better. Well, Brother Doug, what do you want me to do? Okay? I'll give you some suggestions. Number one, do you attend a Bible study? Do you attend Bible study? Say amen if you attend Bible study. Amen. I'm talking Sunday morning Bible study. If you weren't able to say amen, there's one place to immediately improve. Immediately. Listen, but Brother Doug, no excuses. Are you giving God His time? Are you getting into the Word of God so that you can know how to live for Him better each day? Are you in a Bible study? Are you faithful? I'm talking about, is church a priority on Sunday morning, on Sunday evening, and Wednesday night? Is there a question when you get up in your home, do the kids ask, Mom, Dad, are we going to church today? Or do they get up and they don't have to ask because they know where you're going? My parents would have looked at me like I'd lost my mind if I'd asked, are we going to church today? It would have been like, duh, what do we do on Sunday? We go to church. Why? But to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord, to honor the Lord. No excuses. Are you serving in the church? What is your position of service? Are you seeking to serve through children's ministries, teen ministries, college ministries, but whatever? Are you seeking to serve? Listen, if all you do is soak in and you never serve it out, you're not growing. The challenge, and this isn't a rake you over the coals, please understand, I'm not trying to guilt you into nothing, because guilt does not work, okay? You'll get over it by the time you finish lunch today if I guilt you. But to truly realize, I want to do better. You know, there are some places I really do need to improve. I really do need to go a direction. And let's make 2020 a new direction. Amen? Individuals, it's time to move. What should I do? Time to go a different direction. Number two. When should I start? Oh, that's a wonderful question. I'm so glad you asked. Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. It says, and Abraham gathered his stuff, he gathered his people, and he departed. And I want to read a line to you, because I have made the greatest theological discovery that I think anyone has ever made. In verse 5. It says, then Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And here's the part I want you to get. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Those last two sentences is what I want you to grab onto. So they departed to go to the land of where? Okay. And so they came to the land of? Here's the theological discovery. You can't arrive somewhere until you depart. Make sense? You can't arrive until you depart. If I'm going to see my children, which by the way are here today, I can't go see them until I leave. Right? Makes perfect sense. Same thing's true spiritually. You can talk about what you're going to do all day long one of these days, and it will never happen. Why? Because you don't ever start. Because I don't ever start. Because we don't ever get started. I have looked at the calendar last week. I spent so much time going through calendars from years past and years in the future. And you know what I discovered? There is a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday every week. But there is not a someday on a calendar. I cannot find it. It does not exist. So what you're doing and talking about, well, I'm going to do this someday. No, you're not. You're making excuses. It's time to get started. Right here, right now, today. And we're going to, you know, and we want to start with this attitude of, Lord, I want more of you. I want a closeness with God that I've never experienced before. I want a knowledge of God that I've never had before, which, by the way, will not come unless you get into the Word. I want to see God move in my life more than I've ever seen Him. It's that simple desire that I'm talking about. Of this, forgive the English, this ain't good enough. where I am with God is not good enough. And I'm not going to settle for less than God's best. You know, shouldn't that be? I mean, are you ready for more? Do you want more? Look at the person beside you and say, I want more. Three of you do. Look at the person beside you and say, I want more. Because see, you're the only one that can go in the direction of more. You're the only one that can be discontent with the lack of spiritual growth in your life. Look at your wife and say, I'm ready for more. Bless your heart. You're not getting it, are you? Look at your husband and say, I'm ready for more. Women are better at it than you are. This ain't good enough. Where I am is not good enough. Don't settle for where you are, because if you do, at the end of 2020, you'll be in the same place that you are in 2019. Nothing's going to change. When should I start? Right here, right now, today. And it starts with the attitude. That's what this message is. I'm not asking... Well, I start saying, I'm not asking you to do anything. I've asked you to do a few things already. But the big thing's attitude. Attitude. This is not where I want to be. I'm not going to settle for less than God's best. So, Brother Doug, okay, I'm going to... Here's the problem. I make these commitments and a month from now, they fall by the wayside. Listen. It's going to be a year. Okay? We're going to learn how to stick with our spiritual desires. We're going to stay on track. And here's one of the ways you do it. You look at old Abram here. And once he arrived in the land of Canaan, he built an altar, which is really important. You got to build altars along the way to remind yourself, hey, this is a commitment I've made to my God. There's got to be landmarks along the way that points you to God. That's what the idea of an altar was. So when they'd see that, they'd say, yeah, that's where old Abraham made his decision. He built an altar when they arrived in Canaan, and then he went into the mountains, it says, east of Bethel, and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west side and Ai on the east side. Really interesting there, okay? And the reason it's interesting is because the word Bethel is house of God. Beth is house. El is God. Bethel, house of God. So on the one side, he had the house of God. It's really interesting because as he'd look on that side, now there wasn't a temple or something built over there, but as he'd look over there, he would see a beautiful countryside. It was green, it was lush, it was productive, it was wonderful. So when he would look toward the Bethel side, he would see a beautiful sight to behold. Very inviting. A place that you'd say, that's where I want to go. But then there was Ai on the other side. Now, the word Ai means heap of ruin. And that's what it was. Old dirt, heap of ruin. Okay? So you got on this side, you've got beautiful, lush, house of God kind of place. And you got on the other side, you've got the old house of ruin. And it's here that Abraham was reminded of how important his decisions were. You see, I can go this way and I can enjoy the joy of the Lord. I can enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I can enjoy what God has created for me and for my family. Then I can look over here at old Ai and that's just a dusty mess. And I don't want to spend time over there. But do you see the lesson here? Throughout 2020, we're going to be faced, you as an individual are going to be faced with continual decisions. Proverbs 16:25 says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. Why is it that we know what's right, but we have so much trouble choosing what's right? Do you have that? Or am I the only one with that problem? I know if I go this direction and I dedicate myself to spiritual growth, to Bible study, to prayer, to faithful church attendance, to faithful service in what God has called me to be, I know what the end result is going to be. It's going to be the house of God, the glories of a God who loves me and wants to give me His very best. But I also know there's this other side over here. This AI side, this house of ruin, that's just a... Man, I don't want to go there. It's a heap of ruin. It's not going to turn out well. I'm not going to enjoy my time there. I'm not going to be happy there. But why do I keep turning in that direction? Doing things that I know does not work. You know, I look, and if there's one thing I would try to get across to people today, and they come to me and they say, Brother Doug, my life's a wreck. I want to say, why is it a wreck? You've got to look at where you've been. Your decisions will determine your outcome. You get that? Your decisions will determine where you go. And in 2020, you've got a choice to make. Do you choose this direction toward God? Lord, I want more of you. I want a closeness with you I've never had. Lord, I need more of you. Or do you choose this way that you know will not work? It has not worked in the past and it will not work in the future. The choice is ours. You know what I've discovered? I have discovered that there is nothing sweeter in my life than the times when I am at oneness with God. When my prayer life is there, when my study life is there, when I'm going in the right directions and I'm listening to God as He leads, and when God is the priority in my life, life is just so much better. And that's where I want to go in 2020. Where do you want to go in 2020? Last Sunday of 2019, time to make up our mind. Do you want more or are you satisfied? Listen, I love you, and so take this from a loving heart. If you're satisfied, move over. Because I'm not satisfied. Not. Am I satisfied with church people? Yes, I am. Am I satisfied with church family? Yes, I am. But am I satisfied with where we are in the Lord Jesus Christ? And no. Can't stay here. Can't stay where we are. Why? Because once you stop, you start going backwards. You know what I've discovered? I have discovered. The less I pray, the less I will pray. Does that make sense? The less I get into the Word of God, the less I will get into the Word of God. Why? Because you can't stay where you are. You're either growing, moving forward, or you're backing up and losing ground. My challenge to us today, to all of us, hey, let's establish our attitude for 2020. That's all I'm asking today. Let's establish our attitude for 2020. I'm not satisfied where I am, and I'm not going to stay here. Okay? And as 2020 comes, I'll remind you, Last Sunday in 2019, we established, I'm not satisfied where I am. I'm moving. I'm going a new direction. I want to grow. And we're going to give you opportunities to grow. But it starts with you today. Can't make you, can't guilt you, can't grab you by the ear. It's a decision you've got to make. I'm not happy where I am, or I'm not satisfied where I am. And I'm not staying. I'm going to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father in heaven, we do thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful year of 2019. It was a good year, a blessed year. So, Lord, so often we get comfortable and content and just stay where we are. And I know that's not what you have for us. Lord, today I'm just reminded that, oh, the blessings we missed because we stay where we are. So, Father, I pray that you would stir our hearts today. That we be not satisfied where we are, but that we have a deeper desire and drive for you. Lord, change our attitude. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.